Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Overtime with your 16 picks in Major League Baseball for Monday, August the 2nd. Couldn't really find anything else that I really, really wanted to bet on. Not really any soccer games. I don't know enough about tennis. That would just be me flipping a coin or something like that. I know there is some men's basketball. There are four games today. Luka is playing. I'm pretty excited about that. And when I looked at it, the only way to make money really is to play a parlay. And you guys know me. I'm not real big into playing parlays. I would take France, Australia, Slovenia, and the United States, put them in a parlay, and call it good. Because I feel like all four of them are so much better than the teams they're playing in the knockout round. I think it's going to get real interesting when those four teams start playing each other. But, you know, as far as me making an official pick, you guys know me. I can't do that. I can't play a parlay. There's just, you know, you can't hit it. All it would be is if one of them would not win, it kicks you completely out. And I don't know. There's something about me that hates that. All of them are negative numbers. I don't know. Let's get into baseball and quit talking the Olympics. Cannot wait for football season. Somebody said there is a game on Saturday. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier tonight, and I am definitely going to have to check on that. So, let's get into 307. Cleveland at Toronto. Toronto has been looking really good, but I decided I'm going to go with Cleveland on the reverse run line, plus 1.5 runs at plus 125, meaning Toronto has got to beat them by two or more. Number one, I think Cleveland's going to win this game. They're going to shock Toronto by hitting their starter and their bullpen pretty frequently. I think this game goes over 9.5 runs at minus 110. And I'm interested to see if they even need this reverse run line. At 7:05, you've got Baltimore at the New York Yankees. I'm taking the Yankees, even though they didn't look good when they were playing this past weekend. They're at home now. They should be getting comfortable after their road trip. And let's go Yankees on the run line, minus 1.5 at minus 125. And then we're going to go under 10 at minus 115. Then, 7:05, we've got the Philadelphia Phillies taking on the Washington Nationals at National Stadium. Guys, I'm going to take the Philadelphia Phillies. They have been looking good. And I just feel like they wear Washington out. We're going to take them on the run line, minus 1.5 runs at plus 135. And we're going to have them going over 9 at minus 105. At 7:10, Tampa Bay is still at home. They've been looking decent down there. Now, they're not hitting very well in Tropicana. I think they're 247 or 257. They're not hitting the ball extremely well down there. But Seattle is coming to visit Tropicana. So let's take Tampa Bay on the run line, -1.5 runs at +115. And I think both teams hit well at the drop with over 8.5 runs at -115. At 7:10, we've got the New York Mets at Miami. We're going to take the Miami Marlins on the money line just for them to win and beat the Mets. Staying at home. They had Boston at home this weekend. They had the Yankees at home this weekend. Please forgive me, Red Sox fans, for saying that. You guys were at Tampa Bay. But going to take Miami on the money line, +125. I think both teams go over 7 at -115. At 8:05, we've got the Los Angeles Angels at Texas. These two teams just played in Los Angeles. They are now flip-flopping. Guys, I thought Texas looked good in LA. I think they're going to look even better in Texas. So let's go with them on the money line, see how they do. Can they pull out a victory at +115? And I think both these teams go over 7.5 runs at -105. At 8:10, we've got Pittsburgh at Milwaukee. Guys, I'm taking Milwaukee. I guess it was 2 days ago? Excuse me. 2 or 3 days ago. I chose Pittsburgh. Took them. They were +195. Couldn't turn it down. They got their socks beat off of them. It was not an enjoyable experience. So we're back fading Pittsburgh. We're going to take Milwaukee on the run line. -1.5 runs at -105. Both teams go over 9. -105. 9:40 tonight. We've got San Francisco at Arizona. I chose Arizona the other night. Went against the odds. Didn't pay off for me. I told you guys, I'm sticking with San Francisco. We're going to take the Giants on the run line, -1.5 runs at even money. And then we're going to go over 9 at -105. If any of you are needing to get a hold of me, my Twitter handle is OvertimeDaily. You'll see our logo up in the corner. Feel free to write me. You can also private message me or direct message me, whichever one you call it. Those are open. Also, you can write me, dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com. Let me know if you have any questions, comments, problems, or protests. Currently, I am looking at opening a Twitter space. I was thinking about doing, what are they called on Facebook? Rooms or something like that. I don't think they're called, I think they may even be called live audio rooms. I don't know. Haven't made up my mind. I think I'm going to start with Twitter though first. And kind of fill that out. I'll still obviously be doing the podcast, but maybe doing special topics like bankroll management or expected value, and may set a time at 5 o'clock. Yeah, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time of giving out bets. And in Twitter Spaces and Facebook Audio Live, You can raise your hand, ask questions, and I can tell you what I think, or hurry up and look it up and give you guys the answer. So, definitely looking at doing that. So, I want to make sure that you guys know 16 picks today. Don't bet a parlay. If you do, I told you who I would pick. But please bet responsibly today. Don't bet any more than what you can afford. And if you feel like you're having a gambling problem, then please call 1-800-GAMBLER and answer their questions honestly so they can get you the correct help, guidance, and support that you need. But most importantly, they can give you the correct referral in your local area. As always, I wish you the best of luck on anything you're watching or you're betting on today. I am looking forward to talking to you guys again. I may do a special episode today if I don't play around with the Twitter spaces. I will definitely be talking to you guys soon, though, one way or another. And hopefully someday soon, I will see you down the road.